Yeah, they talked about scrits and a sword, said Jackram. That's when I knew it wasn't just me watching over you lads. I knew you'd survive. The old girl needed you.
So you've got to go there, Sarge, said Polly.
Got to? Who says? I've served the old girl the whole of my life, and she's got no call on me now. I'm my own man, always have been.
Are you, Sarge? Said Polly.
Are you crying, Perks?
Well, it's a bit sad, Sarge.
Oh, I dare say I sobbed a bit too once in a while, said Jackram, still tucking the tobacco into the new pouch. But when all's said and done, I've had a good life. Saw the cavalry break at the Battle of Slomp. I was part of the thin red line that turned aside the heavy brigade at Sheep's Drift. I saved the Imperial flag from four real bastards at Raladan, and I've been to a lot of foreign countries and met some very interesting people, who I mostly subsequently killed before they could do me over good and proper. Lost a lover, still got a son. There's many a woman who's faced worse, believe me.
And you spotted other girls?
Ha! Became a kind of hobby, really. Most of them were frightened little things running away from God knows what. They got found out soon enough, and there were plenty like Shufti chasing their lad. But there were a few who had what I call the twinkle. A bit of fire, maybe. They just needed pointing in the right direction. I gave them a leg up, you might say. A sergeant's a powerful man sometimes. A word here, a nod there. Sometimes even doctoring some paperwork. A whisper in the dark.
A pair of socks, said Polly.
Yeah, that sort of thing, said Jackram, grinning. Always a big concern to them, the whole latrine business. Least of your worries, I used to say. In peace, no one cares. In battle, everyone takes a piss the same way, and damn quickly, too. Oh, I helped them. I was their what's-it, their eminence grease. And grease it was, too, sliding them to the top. Jackram's little lads, I called them.
And they never suspected.
What? Suspect jolly Jack Jackram, so full of rum and vinegar? Said Jackram, the old evil grin coming back. Jack Jackram, who could stop a bar fight by belching? No, sir. I dare say some of them suspected something, maybe. I dare say they worked out there was something going on somewhere. But I was just the big fat sergeant who knew everyone and everything and drank everything too. Polly dabbed at her eyes.
What are you going to do now, then, if you don't go to Scritts?
Oh, I've got a bit put by, said Jackram. More than a bit, in point of actual fact. Pillage, plunder, loot, it all adds up, whatever you call it. I didn't piss it all up against a wall like the other lads, right? I expect I can remember most of the bleeding places I buried it. Always thought I might open an inn or maybe a knocking shop. Oh, a proper high-class place. You don't have to look at me like that. Nothing like that stinking tent. No, I'm talking about one with a chef and chandeliers and a lot of red velvet, very exclusive. I'd get some nobby lady to front it, and I'd be the bouncer and run the bar. Here's a tip, lad, for your future career, and it's one some of the other little lads learn for themselves. Sometimes it'll help if you visit one of them naughty places, otherwise the men'll wonder about you. I always used to take a book to read and advise the young lady to get some sleep, because it does a tough job.
Polly let that pass, but she said, "You don't want to go back and see your grandchildren?"
"Wouldn't wish myself on him, lad," said Jackram firmly. "Wouldn't dare. My boy's a well-respected man in the town. What have I got to offer? He'll not want some fat old biddy banging on his back door and gobbing baccy juice all over the place and telling him she's his mother."
Polly looked at the fire for a moment and felt the idea creep into her mind. What about a distinguished-looking sergeant major, shiny with braid, loaded with medals, arriving at the front door in a grand coach and telling him he's his father? She said. Jackram stared. Tides of war and all that? Polly went on, mind suddenly racing. Young love? Duty calls? Families scattered? Hopeless searching? Decades pass? Fond memories? Then, oh, an overheard conversation in a bar? Yeah, that'd work. Hope springs. A new search. Greasing palms. The recollections of old women. At last, an address.
What are you saying, Perks?
You're a liar, Sarge, said Polly, leaning forward. Best I've ever heard. One last lie pays for all. Why not? You could show him the locket. You could tell him about the girl you left behind you.
Jackram looked away, but said, You're a shining bastard of a thinker, Perks. And where would I get a grand coach anyway?
Oh, Sarge, today? There are men in high places who'll give you anything you ask for right now. You know that. Especially if it meant they'd see the back of you. You never put the bite on them for anything much. If I was you, Sarge, I'd cash in a few favours while you can.
That's the ins and outs, Sarge. Take the cheese while it's there, 'cause kissing don't last.
Jackram took a deep, long breath.